Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Duffy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is hit by the pitch. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball four. Sharp moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent takes first base on ball four. Sharp moves to third. Downing moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Allen trying to get to home. Torres throws the ball into Duncan, who tags Allen, who's trying to score from second, for the out. May moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive towards the mound. Cott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sharp hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spikes moves to second. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-1 in the game. Liss hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Spikes scores. Ellis moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duncan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvarado. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Alvarado steals second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvarado scores. Lowenstein moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Spikes is walked intentionally. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Horta scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharpe is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sharpe hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 2 in the game. Liss hits a fly ball into center field. Sharpe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dent hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1. Indians. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 3 in the game. Orta strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Sharpe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo pinch hits for Tony Muser. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharpe is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sharpe hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Buskey now pitching. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing center field. Bill Sharpe now playing right field. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spikes strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Smith pinch runs for John Ellis. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 3 in the game. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 4 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Horta reaches second base with a double. There goes Henderson trying to get to home. Torres throws the ball into Duffy, who relays the ball to Duncan, who tags Henderson, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. Allen is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.